Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. In today's episode, I'm going to share my personal story, my personal financial story that led me to where I am today, and why I feel so called to begin sharing more content and launch this podcast. Okay, so back in 1996, I was 19, I got married, I moved to a very small town on the Oregon coast, and I thought, what the heck am I going to do? Oh, I'll go to work for the bank, I'll be a bank teller. And I quickly discovered my fascination, my love for personal finance and for investments. If I wasn't on Teller Row, you would find me. Where's Julia? Oh, she's over talking to the financial advisor that worked in our branch. Like I just wanted to ask question after question. And I knew in that moment, I was going to have a career in personal finance and I wanted to help people. And you know, it started with helping myself. And so I got all of my securities licenses before I could legally drink when I was 20. And I went from a bank teller into an investment assistant position at that same bank. I spent 4 years at that bank. I loved learning everything I could about this industry. And I went to the investment manager and I said, all right, I am ready. I want to help people. Because at that point, I was still behind the scenes. And they said, Julia, you're going to be a great advisor. And you can have that position as soon as the current financial advisor leaves. Because we live in a small community. There wasn't a lot of opportunity. And if I would have stayed there and waited, it would have been easily 10, maybe even 15 years later that I would have gotten that position. So I left the bank at 23. That was in 2001 and started really with a semi-independent insurance company, started kind of out on my own. And if I fast forward to 2008, I had reached a fair amount of success. I had my two children and I was actually pregnant with my third. And then the Great Recession hit. This was the first sustained downturn in the markets. And it was also a major recession. Like it was hard to see the chaos. People were losing their jobs. The markets were going down. They needed to access their investment accounts, their retirement accounts. And then they had penalties for needing to access this money. It was just one of the hardest things I've had to go through in working with my clients. And what I discovered in that moment is I wasn't equipped. I was, yes, giving them advice, but not from a whole financial picture perspective. I had helped them with an insurance policy or I'd helped them with an investment, but it wasn't really full-on financial planning. And I knew in that moment I needed to make a change. I needed to move away from a insurance company and move to an independent and start my own firm. And so in 2009, I had had my third child. You know, the recession was, as we look back, over, but in the moment, we didn't know it was over. There was a lot of fear still in the market, but I felt confident to serve my clients better. I needed to make this shift. And it was one of the best moves in my career. And how we help people now is we're that financial partner, right? We can help them with their full financial picture. And I am so passionate about helping people get to financial freedom quickly because it is in the moment of creating that plan, but then also walking beside them and helping them build their financial independence. And that's not a one-time thing. It's a lifetime that building wealth takes. It's not something that happens quickly in most circumstances. And so I am passionate about helping others build wealth using simple strategies because simply it can change your life and not only your life, but your children's life, your siblings, your family, your friends, your employees, if you're a business owner. There is so much ripple effect of being responsible with our money, but even more responsible, having a great relationship with money And being joyful, being intentional with your money is the momentous and the sweet spot with our money. We need more good people out there with money to inspire others. I'm excited to help you with the mindset of wealth and really share how our inner wealth impacts and builds our outer wealth. Yes, how we feel about ourselves, how we love ourselves internally impacts what happens on the outside with money. Money doesn't buy happiness. If you're happy today, it starts with the state that you're in. Be in the grace of what's happening today, and your happiness will be the attraction for more money, for more goodness, for the right things for you to come into your life. My content will be all about inspiring you to take action. Yes, I want to activate you with your money. A lot of my successful friends making six figures, a lot of business owners, they come to me and they say, I can make a lot of money. That's not my problem. My problem is I just need to figure out, how do I keep my money? How do I maintain my wealth? And where do I even start with that? How do I do it? What's the process? That's what I want to talk about in my podcast. I am going to answer these questions and so much more. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.